Welcome back. The anointed ones at the end time.
That's right.
The scripture that comes to my mind thinking of a topic like this is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. And it says, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. If I'm to ask you, Brother Gabriel, are you anointed?
Definitely, I'm very anointed.
Okay, you're not our guest on Rapture Watch today, so let me talk
That's
to our
right.
guest. He which establishes us and has anointed
no,
us.
No, no, now everybody is claiming anointing. Let's hear his own first. Which anointing do you have?
I'm anointed with the Holy Ghost and fire.
To interview me.
Okay, sir, I was going to ask you too. Are you anointed, sir?
Yeah?
Are you anointed?
I'm anointed.
So you are an anointed one at this end time.
Yes, I will know at the end time. So I'm among them.
Amen.
Okay, sir. You know, sir, please, you know, coming to the end time message, something that is not popular in Christendom today is church history. But we message believers, we take church history very seriously.
Oh, yes.
Because it makes us know why we are at this particular
exactly.
junction. So we've not seen, I observed that in church history from the day of Pentecost, the kind of manifestations of anointing we see in Christendom today, we've never had it recorded anywhere in church history.
Right.
Why is there so much manifestation of anointing at this end time, sir?
No. Catch something. You made a statement.
Yes, sir.
You said the type of anointing. There has always been anointing in the church of Jesus Christ. From the day of Pentecost, there was an anointing that was released.
Amen.
And it's been on. But this type now,
it's
what
it
has
white,
not been seen.
White fire anointing that we see.
Whatever the type of anointing we see everywhere now has not been in church history.
Okay.
The type. I'm talking of type. Do you understand? The type of anointing now. You know, but anointing has always been on. I want you to know that this type of anointing that is on now is an anointing that has been prophesied will manifest at the end time. Therefore, it is an end time sign. It is an end time sign. And that is confirmed in Matthew 24.
Okay. Amen.
And verse 3.
Matthew 24, verse
3. Verse 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, I read.
In fact, 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yes.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives,
yes.
the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and
now,
said
Now,
unto them,
hold on. Let's get the question again. Tell us, when shall these things be? Which things? The destruction of Jerusalem. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? There are three things, three questions here
That's
that are asked. The first question is, because in verse 2, verse 1 and verse 2, it said, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. How beautiful, magnificent, wonderful, beautiful cathedral. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So the first question is, you know, when shall these things be? When will it take place? And that answer is what you see from verse 15. Up to verse 22.
Yes. The first question.
That is the first question. That is the answer there. But that's not where we are going.
That's right.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Because the coming of the Lord is the rapture.
Amen.
Okay. So that is your question.
Yes, sir.
Then again, and of the end of the world. And the answers are all there in this Matthew 24.
Amen.
Now concerning his coming, we go to verse 23. To verse 26.
Okay.
He said, then, that is the end time. Okay. Well, before then, the answer, let's read it. Verse 4 and verse 5. It starts from verse 4 and verse 5.
Okay.
Concerning the coming of the light.
Coming of the Lord.
Yeah, the sign.
The sign of his
because
coming.
Because he asked about the sign, you know, the sign of thy coming.
And of the end.
You know why it is, that should be sign? Because the day, the hour, no man know it. But the season we know.
Amen.
Because there will be sign. Now, when there was handwriting on the wall in
Bethesda's
feast. Sorry, I don't call it the name well.
That's right.
You know, there was handwriting on the wall, but the time the kingdom will end, they didn't know.
Mm.
But once the interpretation was given, it was certain.
Amen.
That night, you know, the stroke and the kingdom ended.
Mm.
Okay. So also, one of the signs that we shall know of the soon coming of the Lord, because that's the question, is verse 4 and verse 5, in line with your question.
Okay. And Jesus answered and said unto them,
yes,
take heed that no man deceive you.
So the first sign is the spirit of deceit.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's the reason why we tend to take the fourth seal in Revelation chapter 6.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why it was very easy, you know, in placement.
Okay.
You know, we say the pale horse rider is a spirit of deceit. You know,
Amen.
And that is the reason why we also apply part of the fourth seal to the third seal.
Yes.
The third seal. The third seal is the rapture seal.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Okay, I'm happy you caught that. You know, because it is deceit. Mm. The end time is deceit.
Deceit.
Okay. Then,
many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
You see? So, deceit. Yes. The purpose, you know, of this anointing is to deceive. Therefore, the anointed ones at the end time. Your question again is,
why is there so much anointing?
Mm. It is, number one, to deceive.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So the anointing is to deceive people.
One of it. No, because I said it is to deceive.
One.
Now I want you to note something. It is a trend with the devil that anytime a promise of God is about to manifest, the counterfeit will go ahead.
Mm.
Now Satan knows these things. You know, Satan is a prophet. You know, he's a prophet. Lucifer is a prophet.
He's anointed.
You know, he's a prophet.
Wow.
So he sees. That's what I'm saying. He sees. He foresees. You know, of course, that's why he anoints all these false people. Prophets. You know, now there is a promise of an anointing that will be released before, you know, the coming of the Lord.
Mm.
Now, we see that in, I think that should be Hosea. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us.
Uh-huh.
He hath smitten and he will bind us up.
Uh-huh.
After 2 days will he revive us.
Uh-huh.
In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight.
Now, go on.
Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the
now,
Lord.
Now, that is where the verse I'm going to, yes?
His going forth is prepared as the morning,
uh-huh.
and he shall come unto us as the rain.
He will come unto us as what?
As the rain.
The rain, uh-huh.
As the latter and former rain unto the earth.
As the latter and the former rain. Mm. That is how he will come. Okay, now, in Joel chapter 2, verse 23-24 also.
Okay, Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God.
Rejoice.
For he has given you the former rain moderately.
He gave the former rain moderately. When did he give that former rain?
Day of Pentecost.
On the day of Pentecost. Mm.
And he will cause to come down for you the rain.
Another rain is coming.
That's the former rain and the latter rain in the first
month. Together, that is a double anointing.
Wow.
Amen.
Mm. Okay.
Amen. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with
now,
wine and oil.
Now also concerning the coming of the Lord, James pictured it this way in James chapter 5 and verse 7.
Okay. Be patient, therefore, brethren.
All of us be patient.
Unto the coming of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Behold.
Concerning the coming of the Lord,
Behold.
Be patient. Uh-huh.
Behold. The husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and had long patience for it. Until he received the
He is waiting for what?
The precious fruit of the earth.
The precious fruit.
Yes.
You don't talk of fruit until you are planted, the seed you are planted. Now it's time for harvest.
and hath long patience for it.
He has been waiting patiently for it, for no precious fruits on the earth.
Until he received the early and latter rain.
That's right.
That early and latter rain, that rain described as latter rain, former rain, early rain, whatever it is the anointing.
Hallelujah.
It's referring to the anointing. The latter rain, the anointing. You have to catch that.
Okay, so sir.
So yes, so much manifestation of anointing this end time because there is an anointing that is promised.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
So that's the second, the first one, and then the seeds.
Exactly.
Okay.
An anointing is promised.
Because an anointing is promised.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. On this note, we'll quickly take a short break, and when we'll come back, we'll continue this interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.